Welcome. Today we're heading to San Sebastián, on Spain's northern Basque coast, a compact city where an elegant Atlantic bay, steep green hills, and serious food culture sit almost side by side. The aim is not to rush through every landmark, but to enjoy a short visit with a little room to breathe. The first impression is usually Lakinsha. Its crescent-shaped beach curves around the bay, with a graceful promenade and the hills framing the water. It can feel polished, but never entirely sheltered from the Atlantic. That weather is part of the character. A bright morning can turn breezy or wet, then clear again, so pack a light layer and let the forecast guide the order of your day. Beach time is lovely when conditions cooperate, but the waterfront is worth walking in almost any mood. San Sebastián, or Donostia in Basque, feels more intimate than a big coastal metropolis. You can move from a sandy shoreline to old streets and busy bars quickly. That proximity is its gift and also a reason to slow down rather than cram it full. A simple first walk begins along Lakinsha, then turns toward the old town, known locally as Part Vieja. Pause at the railings, watch the tide and swimmers, and notice how the city opens toward the bay before narrowing into older lanes. For a higher perspective, Monte Urgel is a rewarding choice if you're comfortable with an uphill walk. Its paths and historic fortifications give you changing views over the city. Take your time. Uneven ground and damp weather can make the climb less casual than it looks. Monte Igeldo offers another classic outlook, looking back across Lakinsha from the western side. If time, mobility, or the weather makes one hill more sensible than the other, choose just one. The view should support the day, not become a box to tick. Then there are pinxos, small Basque dishes or snacks commonly enjoyed in bars, often with a drink and conversation. They are not simply miniature meals to collect. The pleasure comes from choosing a few things that genuinely appeal, then giving each stop a moment. In the old town, bars can be lively and tightly packed, especially around popular eating times. Have a look, order patiently, and follow the flow of the room. You might try a seafood bite, a seasonal vegetable preparation, or a familiar tortilla, but let curiosity lead rather than a rigid list. I would resist making every meal a marathon. A couple of well-chosen bars, a pause for water, and perhaps a proper sit-down meal can be more satisfying than racing between counters. It also leaves attention for the city beyond the plate. For one day, make Lakinsha and the old town your anchors with one viewpoint if the weather is kind. On a second day, explore at a gentler pace, revisit the promenade, spend longer at the beach or in a neighborhood, and save room for another unhurried meal. Late spring or early autumn often offer a useful balance, milder conditions for walking and a little less intensity than peak summer. Still, this is the Atlantic coast, so bring rain protection and keep your plans flexible. The center is very walkable, and local public transport can help with longer stretches or hills. Rail and bus connections make arrival practical without a car. Once you are central, a car is usually more burden than benefit, especially when parking and narrow streets enter the picture. A respectful visit starts with remembering that this is a lived-in Basque city, not a food set. Keep beach rules in mind, avoid blocking narrow bar entrances, and be considerate when streets are busy. A few words of Spanish or Basque, offered politely, are a welcome gesture even when English is understood. Look beyond the most photographed corners too. Use quieter streets, local shops, and the everyday rhythm of the waterfront as reasons to pay attention. And on exposed paths or beaches, take changing wind, rain, and sea conditions seriously rather than assuming a sunny plan will hold. The wider Basque country deserves its own time, but San Sebastián is an excellent place to begin. Treat it as a gateway, not a challenge to conquer in a weekend. One good walk, one good view, and a few thoughtful bites can tell you a great deal. The takeaway is simple. San Sebastián is at its best when you move slowly, follow one coastal walk, choose a hilltop view that suits the day, and enjoy a few pinxos with patience. Thanks for listening, and safe, considerate travels.